Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliott Maddux. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Scott reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary spins and fires to second, with Tavares covering, and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Maddux, who tags Scott for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Trevino moves to second. It's 2-0. Mets. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets too, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Flynn scores. Zachary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Spear fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox juggles the ball. That's an error on Maddox. Spear scores. White goes all the way around to score. LaFleur moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott bunts towards third. Maddox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Zachary. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a pop-up towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Moreno pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Jose Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 4 in the game. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.